Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell at it, you're dense. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. But pressure bust pipes, I know I spat it to y'all. To know me, to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo.
It's the streets that's talking sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got the Dream Team with me. Styles the God, T-Ro, ICE, and the engineer who brings you the funk and keep us all together doing the board, keeping the asylum calm. OG the Buck. We in the building, baby, with the deal, Dream Team. To our play head coach
and straight up divide their team. Former people bad on this super Saturday. What it do?
Motherfuckers. Yeah.
So, feeling good. If you're excited. You know what I always say about this son. Let's go.
Man, first off, let's give a shout out to the great Hank Aaron. He passed away at 86 years old at the time when he ended his career for a long time. He held the record of 755. Y'all hear me? 755 home runs from 1954 to 1976. Hank Aaron was balling in small markets, Milwaukee Braves. Then they moved to Atlanta to become the Atlanta Braves. And I just want to give a shout out to the great Hank Aaron. You know what I mean? And guess what? Guess what, Dream Team? Guess what? He still holds the record for most RBIs, most extra base hits. You hear me? And third in major league hits. Shout out to Hank Aaron.
Thanks,
all type
Mr.
of death. All
know
type
you
of death.
Like that.
Death threats. He's down there in the Jim Crow area. Was part of the civil rights movement. Wow. Shout out to Hank Aaron. He's resting with the ancestors as we speak. And on that note, civil rights movement, I just want to ask the Dream Team, I'm going to start with you first, T-Row. It was 6 vacancies, still no African-American black coach hired. What does that say about the NFL, and what do you think about that as we move forward with the NFL and social injustice? Is that justice in the NFL, T-Row? I'm going to start with you.
Well, first of all, good morning to the Dream Team. And second of all, RIP to Mr. Henry Hank Aaron. Yeah, that was dope how you brought that in. But back to what we're talking about this morning. Are you surprised? Do I have to say this every show, man? Are you surprised? This is no surprise, man. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. And this is for you, OG the Buck. There's a reason why I don't like the Pittsburgh Steelers, number one. That's because they have 6 championships, one more than America's team. But there's a reason why I really dig the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's because they've only had 3 coaches in the team's history. Mike Tomlin is the only black coach and the only coach who has been holding his spot down the longest in one actual team. Okay, so I'm going to say this. Mr. Tomlin, thank you, sir, because some of the words that come out of your mouth on TV after the games in these interviews, you have your boy rolling over here, okay? But please understand this, Dream Team, and to all the callers in the asylum who are listening, getting ready to break out the bars, we've had black coaches to do this. They've been there. They've done that. Mr. Dennis Green, they are who we thought they are. We've had Mr. Mike Singletary. I just won't win. For whatever reason, Arizona hired a black coach. He didn't last long, but he only won 3 games. So I'm going to say this. We already know it's going to be tough for a black coach to get a head coaching job in this industry. But when you do get the job, hell, you got to be good. You gotta do what you gotta do and make it right. Mr. Mike Tomlin is in a great situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's been holding it down. So as long as he can hold it down, I believe that there is still hope that there are gonna be more black coaches that become head coaches. Right now we know that there are about 3 of them. And number one is Mr. Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. That everybody's highly recommending that should be the next black head coach. And honestly, we've been knowing that.
for the last 2 or 3 years. But will he get a shot? We will see. We will see. But until then, to answer the question more bluntly, not surprised. With the 6 vacancies, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they can go out there and hire a coach who's 36 years old, play quarterback probably 4 different teams in 3 different seasons. Not trying to use the Arizona Cardinals as an example, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You can hire whoever you want. Money talk, bullshit walk. You know what it is. It ain't really about what's on the resume. It's about who you know. Everybody knows that. SDG, do you believe in what your boy's saying, or are you going? You about to take another route on your boy? What's up with these vacancies with the black coaches this year, man?
First, well, I want to start out by I do want to give a big shout out and to notoriety to Jennifer King. First black woman to become a full-time NFL coach. She's a running back coach now. She signed to be the running back coach for the Washington team football. I just want to make sure the world know her name. Her name is Jennifer King, first black woman to become a full-time coach on the sidelines in the NFL. So we want to praise our black women for getting into the NFL, which is a all-man sport, you know. So we want to praise the black women for – and just women, period, for breaking into the NFL and setting barriers for the women today. So, Jennifer King, congratulations. I hope you keep inspiring women to do whatever they want to do in the world. And now back to this. Man, it sucks, T-Ro. We just got Brian Flores, Mike Tomlin, man. Does anybody know what's my man name? The guy Robert Saleh, right? Is he a minority? Robert Saleh, is he a minority for the? He was with San Francisco 49ers, and he just got hired to start with the Texans.
Yes, he is.
He's a minority, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so we had one minority hire. We had one minority hire, and not as a head coach. I don't think he got hired as a head coach. This is just ridiculous, T-Row. We got Eric Bieniemy, who the NFL knows he's calling the plays over there. You know, with Andy Reid, it's a mix coming at it. They're coming at it together. They're doing it together. So it's teamwork. But we all know Eric Bieniemy is drawing up some of them fantastic plays, calling in a lot of them fantastic plays. That's just the travesty that he didn't get a head coaching job. I don't know if that's to him not wanting to take any. We also got Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell was he went to the playoffs for the Detroit Lions. Three straight years. Yeah, he didn't win. He didn't win the big thing, and those guys struggled. But in that franchise, it's not a very big franchise. They don't accumulate a lot of money. So for him to have the Lions in the playoffs 3 straight years and then get fired, I feel like he should have another opportunity. Whereas though guys like my man that just got fired from the Detroit Lions. Just got hired by the New England Patriots. So he was without a job for a month, not even. So we got Leslie Frazier still out there. We even got Deuce Staley. Deuce Staley has been the assistant coach and the running backs coach out in Philadelphia for a few years now. We got Byron Leftwich. We got guys like Chris Richard for the Atlanta Falcons that used to call plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Man, it's so much minority talent out there that we should at least had one opportunity to fill one of those positions. That is just sad, man. And it just shows you, like, no matter even if they told these billionaire guys, man, we'll give you guys a first-round pick and an extra $5 million in the salary cap, I don't think that would change anything. You know, I really don't think that would change anything. Terrell Austin, the senior defensive assistant coach down there in Pittsburgh, man, Pittsburgh's been having excellent defenses for years. This guy, Terrell Austin, he has a lot to do with that, you know, in Pittsburgh. I'm sure, I don't know if people are familiar with him, but he has yet to get a call up for a job or anything, man. Bill, man, it's just these guys, it's tough for them, bro, and it's sad to see. We just watched Bill O'Brien with the Texans just play terrible, coach terrible. He just got picked up by Alabama. Okay, these guys, they don't be without a job very long, and we know what I'm talking about. When the minority lose a job, it's kind of like that's his last stitch, and at a head coaching job, and you know he may get another opportunity to go in and be an assistant or you know. Whatever it is, and the staff have something on the coaching staff, but never a head coaching opportunity, and we have to change that. That's my take.
Hey, Bo, it's 6 vacancies, and I know you know that they're like the young one just said. It's a lot of offensive coordinators, a lot of defensive coordinators out there. Who you think anybody gonna get a shot this year, or they gonna wait till the last minute? How they gonna treat?
I just want to 1 second before Pop come in. Pop, before you come in, I just want to give one stat. Okay, 70% of the NFL is minority. 40% of the coaching staff in the NFL is minority. Dan Campbell just got the head coaching job for the Detroit Lions. He was a tight end for 10 years, and I don't know him. I had to look him up. I never heard of Dan Campbell. He's not effective. But he's never called ahead. He's never called in a play on the headset in the NFL ever. He's got one game he's coached at a head coaching job. In 2015, he took over for the Dolphins in the third quarter for the coach the game. But he did call in plays. He's been an assistant coach underneath the state since 2017 to 2020. They ain't won nothing. Who is Dan Campbell? You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, y'all. Come on, man.
I thought Bob your dad was hired. About to go left. You, man, listen. You just added fuel to the fire. Uh-oh. What's going to happen in these next couple, 4-5 months, man?
Say this. Just to all the callers, trust me, we're going to get you in. Just stay on the line. We're going to get you in. Trust me, I'm getting kites flown. They sending them. Woo, they throwing darts this morning. Woo-wee, I can't wait. I tell you this.
Your back can't take it.
I tell you this. Example, NBA, Byron Scott. LeBron James just left the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was given the job with the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's like a setup. They set you up. Yeah, they give you a job, an NFL job, NBA job. But let's be honest. Only guy in the NFL in the last 15 years was set up to succeed. And that was Mike Tomlin. Because Coward just retired. They were not on the downside. Black coaches get dead-end NFL jobs. Listen. He might have did a bad job. But what black coach would have did a good job with the roster he was given and not able to pick who he wanted to pick? Hugh Jackson. Let's keep it real. In the streets. They give them these dead-end jobs. You tell me what coach And then another black coach would have did well in Denver, would have did well in at the time went from San Diego to L.A. You tell me what black coach would have did well with the Cardinals. I give props. That's why I got into a verbal jabbing. I should say a cyber jabbing with my man Moo Smith. Shout out to Moo Smith. Hey, man, shout out to my man Sid Cummings, ex-Eastside Bombers. I know you like that, OG the Buck. But we up against it, and I'm going to say this. Stop giving our black coaches dead-end jobs. And if I'm Eric Bieniemy, I would do like Josh Daniels. I will hold on. I would hold on until Andy Reid steps down, and I'll just continue to coach Patrick Mahomes. If I'm Eric Bieniemy, I wouldn't even go to these jobs. Because in 2 years, you're going to be somewhere, not with Kansas City maybe again, and you won't be happy. Can you give us an opportunity to succeed? Stop giving us these dead-end jobs and applaud us for social injustice. It's just like the streets. We'll throw you a bone to keep you satisfied. But in the streets, we know what it is. Like Tupac would say, you and I know what's going on. Payback! It's the streets! Hold up! Super Saturday! We coming back! Man, it's the conference championships. Who you got? El Boogie, T-Row, Style the Guy, ICE, OG the Buck. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Who that?
They say, who that? Nigga, we that. I get shot three that. Never ever serve a nigga way to sleep at. DGS, yo, nigga, eat shot, see that. In my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rock. Had a nerd to write me a dear young lad. Killing them young, should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. Let the swear you to talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much. Yeah.
We do this. You better get your own style. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie, T-Row, Styles of God, and the engineer who giving it to you, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. Who that? We one of the hottest sports talk shows on the internet. Man, facts. Just got finished giving our shouts out to old Hammer Hank Aaron. You know what I mean? Passed away, went with the ancestors of 86. Shout out to old Hank Aaron. We were just talking about situation in the NFL. Your take, world, on minority coaches not being able to get that head coaching job, and the ones they get, why aren't they being able to turn the program around, give them time? Now, speaking of the NFL, tomorrow we will know who's playing in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to go to OG the Buck first, because we know it ain't black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. We know it ain't the Steelers. We know it ain't them. OG the Buck, who's playing in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks? Is it the Packers? Is it the Bucks? Is it the Bills or the Chiefs? Who you got this weekend?
Why you got to lead in with the with the Steelers thing, man? I got over that, man, weeks ago, man. The Browns lost last. Boo. Why you got to do me like that, man? But I real quick, man, been a great NFL season, man. A lot of teams did good. Even the Bills, man, who still got a chance at it. Mahomes is hurt. I mean, I saw the game, man. You know, you get them concussions and that neurology. You know that you know that's a tough one. So, a not healthy Mahomes the Bills got them a chance to get in there, man. So, real quick, I'll take my Chiefs, and I'm sorry to say, man. You know, like I've been telling guys off radio, I've been talking on our pre-meeting for the show. It's like this, man. Real quick. GOAT, greatest of all time. Tom Brady is arguably the GOAT. While the GOAT is still on these gridiron football fields, and I've been saying this on the nigga playoffs when we found out who was all in. Tom Brady being the GOAT, man, it is so hard for me not to go against this guy. Because he synced it all, man. All kind of coverage, all kind of did it out. He, man, ain't no way I'm not going with the GOAT, man. So I got Tampa Bay, man, and I got KC, man.
Hit all against the new
streets. Styles of God. With the deal, guy, who you got?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna go with the easy pick first, man. I'm the kid Josh Allen in Buffalo, man. They play excellent this year. I give them a chance to win, though. I do give them a chance to win. Let me say that. And if they do win, it'll be by 3. But I just think. Right now ain't the time for Buffalo. It was an excellent year for them. The accomplishments they accomplished this year, man, the goals that they crossed off the list, man, I'm sure that they will be proud too. But I just can't go against half of Billy. Half of Billy, something different. He got wildlife animals for wide receivers and tight ends. It's like, and running back, I ain't never seen it before, y'all. He got wildlife animals with football pads on now. Like, let me tell y'all something, man. Your boy's moving out there, man. They is moving out there in Kansas City. Every single one of them wide receivers moving. The running backs is moving. They 50. Man, then you got this dude with these big hands and long arms and wide body at tight end, man, from Cleveland. But the, man, listen, they ain't. I got Kansas City in that one. Man, but this here, Aaron Rodgers, man, is someone that I respect as a quarterback in the NFL. If I wanted my son to go out and be a quarterback, right, I would want my son to have the same package as Aaron Rodgers, okay? And in basketball, I would want him to be Ray Allen. So vice versa. I want my son to be Aaron Rodgers on football field because this man, he got the sidearm, the overarm, the regular arm. He got the speed to get you the yards you need, the smart man, just the touch on the football, the zing on it. Everything is just it's that perfect holding boy, man, at that position. So I want to see him get one more just so that he could be in the argument, fellas. Like, you know, when he retires, he ain't gonna he right now he ain't in the argument. Okay? Right now we can't as Aaron Rodgers fans say, man, he could be arguably better than Dan Marino or this one or that one. We can't do it. Because he ain't did enough, okay? He gotta get this one. And saying that, Tom Brady is an all time, like he's my guy, man. And to see this man go from my team, the New England Patriots, to another team, and knowing the Super Bowl is going to be in Tampa, it's remarkable what this man is doing at 43 years old. And time and time again, I from him being on New England Patriots, I know not to bet against him. I know this. So in saying that, I got to go with Tampa Bay. So I got Tampa Bay. God, I hope Godwin catch the ball, man. Godwin got to catch the dang on ball because they ain't got Antonio Brown. They ain't got AD. Godwin got to catch the ball. Y'all ain't been watching what I've been watching. Godwin got the little slippery, grippery, man. The gloves ain't got the stuff on. He got to get the gloves with the stuff on in this game. But I got Tom Brady, and I got the Kansas City Chiefs. This is so tough, that game. But I got Tampa Bay. I got the Kansas City Chiefs, man. That's where I'm going with. God dang, man, Dream Team.
Key Rizzy, who you got?
TG, you know how you got to go work out? You know, you up under the leg press, and they put too much weight on there, and we hyping them up. Boy, that weight on them legs, boy, you can see his legs shaking when he was trying to push it back up to the top, boy.
Yeah.
He was hurt with that pick, boy, let me tell you.
Yeah, because okay. You got Uncle Roy, you got the Smith boys, you got Clark, you got Jared, they got a line coming at Brady, man, and you know he don't like that. You know, it's man. Oh, man.
I know where you're coming from, youngster. I know where you're coming from. Shout out to Tony Dungy and Mike Tomlin for the only two black coaches with Super Bowl rings, you dig? But here's what I'm going to say, because I'm already knowing what Boo got in his cup. Now, first things first, there has never been a team that hosts the Super Bowl to make it to the Super Bowl, okay? So, going NFC first, I'm going to have to go with AR-12. Even though you're not supposed to bet against the GOAT, you have to understand the history of football and the game gods. I know the game gods not going to let me down and let that boy Tom Brady try to go for number 7, man. Cowboys got to be at least tied with 6 rings soon. I mean, that's just where I'm coming from. This is the NFC thing, man. All right? So for me, Aaron Rodgers, hey, man, get ready to have an opportunity to get your second ring, man. I'm just going to say this. I know Tom Brady
can play in the cold. I know Tom Brady is very special and got 6 Super Bowl rings. But I'm going to say this. If there's one thing that I have to say about AR-12 and the Green Bay Packers, it's Lambeau Field, damn it. Y'all didn't know where this game was going to be held at? Fans or no fans, AR-12 is healthy. Now, last week, you know, Tom Brady and Drew Brees, that was cool. That was very nice. I appreciate it. But AR-12, and, you know, AR-12 is the reason, you know, number 12 is the reason why AR wears it, is because of TB-12. You dig? So he playing at home, man. If y'all didn't see what they did to the Rams last week, man, look, man, look. Man, look at it here, man. It's about to go down. It's about to go down tomorrow. And I got AR-12 and the Green Bay Packers on the opposite end, just like STG said. The Bills, it's just not their time yet. They close, but you know they gon'. When you're the reigning Super Bowl champions, you always get everybody's best. These dudes only lost one game this season. The Browns almost got lucky and did their fool in the third quarter. Sent it to the locker room where he couldn't come back out. He almost did it, Browns. Close. But this ain't the year. So, Buffalo, Cleveland, your time is coming. But it just ain't this year. So I'm going Green Bay and Kansas City. Even though Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills have been doing their thing, it's a reason why Kansas City 15-1. Oh, excuse me. 14-2. Because they let everybody sit out the last game of the season. Please forgive me. But that's just what's going to happen. Are you surprised? Do I have to say this every show? Are you surprised? I was going to go pick them, OG the Buck, but I wasn't going to do you like that this week. You know what I'm saying? But here's my thing, man. It's crazy how all these Super Bowls, we ain't had one team that's been like a favorite during the season to make it to the Super Bowl, and they can't even make it in their own city. What kind of, come on, man. That's why I got to go with the Packers player. Boo, I know you can see. You're trying to be the only one with an O in your loss column. I ain't trying to hear that no more. I'm telling you, boy, who you got? Talk to me. What's in your cup this morning?
Wow. Let's go AFC first because it's going to be real interesting. The first time they met, the Chiefs just ran the rock. Because they were so concerned about Mahomes second time around, and that was up in Buffalo. So it's going to be tough for the Bills to just go point for point with Mahomes. You know, half of Billy money making Mahomes. I got him coming out of the AFC in the NFC. Listen, Tom Brady embarrassed us. We were up 10-0. He embarrassed us in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady is 2-1 against Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has only one NFC Championship victory under his belt. Tampa Bay defense looked great against the Saints. Very good. They're the reason why they won. But in the voice of my dream team partner, OG the Buck, don't get it twisted. It was the Saints. They played on carpet. Come to the frozen tundra and let's see what it do. Aaron Rodgers has a lot to prove. He's 9-8 in the playoffs. He has no excuse to get it done. And yes, Tom Brady is the GOAT. But he's 43 years old, world. He didn't really look that good against the Saints. Neither one of them did. But I'm very concerned about Tampa Bay's defense, just like everybody else was concerned about the Rams' defense. We have to get it done. Just to sit at the table with Tom Brady, even with the average Eli Manning, he has to go to the Super Bowl. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Green Bay, Kansas City, I got an All-State commercial, the two All-State guys with Jake in the Super Bowl. I can't wait for that commercial. It's the streets when we come back. We're going to bring in the callers.
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, man.
Pop, I got a question for you before we hit the break. If Tom Brady go through Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes to win the Super Bowl, does this stamp him as the GOAT? If he goes through them three guys and wins in Tampa, does that stamp him, like give him the stamp over Montana?
No. It gives him the stamp of being the best player to ever put on a pair of shoulder pads.
No.
He's the GOAT on the quarterback side. But if he goes through Brees, A-Rod, and Mahomes, he passes Lawrence Taylor, Deion Sanders, guys like that to put on a
Everybody.
Pair of shoulder pads. Jerry
Everybody.
Rice.
It don't matter.
To put on a pair of shoulder pads.
Oh, man. That's why I had to bring it up, Dream Team, because it's something phenomenal going to happen if we do this. This is what we want to see.
At 43, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Super Saturday. When we come back, we're going to get the callers in. I see you, CC. Zoe, DDA is in my soul. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Been waking up in the crib, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't play that nigga's songs in this party. I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty, come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. Distance between us is not like a score. This isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some niggas attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pet that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig, she telling me Tay is the best. Point at the nigga who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper, you play with me, you won't get stressed.
Never been embraced, and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of rent and forgot about the bin. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me for dead and now they won't get it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my niggas still eating. Backyard it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, she's spilling the tea. And then shawty came back and said she didn't mean it. It's hard to believe it. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What
understand, baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry.
It's the streets of talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, we in the building, baby. I'm your host, Boogie Down, T Rizzy, ICE, Styles of God. Oh my goodness. And if you ain't up, OG the Buck is getting us up. Woo! Man, it's hot today. The bars is shaking. Oh my. We've been talking. Why no African American coaches are getting hired in the NFL? Talk to us, world. NFL. Yeah, who's going to the Super Bowl? We'll know after the dust clears tomorrow night. Street question of the day. New Jersey. Excuse me. I'm baffled. Brooklyn. Is Brooklyn in the house? Without a doubt. They lost to the Young Cavs twice in a row. KD sat out. Are you concerned if you're a Nets fan? Streets, let's get to the asylum. We got our mans in there. He's always on the road. We don't know where he at, but he always in the streets. He on that road. He be truck driving, man. He was just in Canada getting harassed. Hey, Canada, we know you listen to the show. We need y'all to go down there and get at them border patrolies. You know what I mean? And they gave him static on the U.S. side. Philly Phil, you in the building, baby?
Yes, sir. Hey, yo,
man.
Yesterday, man, my tax dollars was hard at work against me, man. I'm still pissed about it. Straight up, man. Hey, I ain't going back to Canada. They can forget about that. They treated me like my name was Abdul Rahman or somebody, man, from Iraq, man. I ain't doing that again. That's over with. Well, hey, yo, check. What up, fellas? Hope everything good. Everybody good. I want to first address the black coaches thing, man, in the NFL. Like y'all know I done told y'all a couple times before. I don't always, you know, try to play the race card about every little thing. You know, sometimes – you know, sometimes it get used out the way. In the sports world, we got a real problem, man. Like, it's a real problem. Like, you can't tell me. Listen, man, you can't tell me Eric Bieniemy shouldn't be a head coach somewhere, man. After what he done did the last 4 or 5 years in KC, and they interviewing him like just. You know, these little interviews and shit they get black people, man, it's just like token. You know what I mean? It's like for show. It's like
the Rooney
little Rooney Rule they got. Yeah, you know the little Rooney Rule they got with like the, you know, you have to interview X amount of minority candidates. Well, y'all need to expand this rule or something or broaden this meaning because these token interviews that y'all do to satisfy this rule, like, it's starting to piss me off. And a whole bunch of other people, too, man, because people starting to see it for what it's really worth. You know what I mean? Like, it's just to satisfy the rule. They don't have no intentions on hiring these guys, man. None whatsoever. You think of a guy like, I think T-Row was saying, like, Byron Leftwich. Like, how are these guys not getting opportunities, man, to coach? And we all know why, because the power structure of these professional sports leagues, from the top down, they racist, man. Let's just call the shit what it is. Think about, like, Houston. I was talking with a friend of mine, you know, on social media yesterday. Think of, like, Houston. Bob McNair, man. I know why Deshaun Watson want to get out of that month. Bob McNair. This guy's like, man, what? This guy, like, man, he unabashed about it. Like, man, stop it, man. That's why he want to get out of there. He playing for a racist-ass organization. He ready to bounce. From the top down, man, it's just the power structure. It's all racist. We all know it. They need to expand the rule and get rid of these little token interviews and start mandates. You know what I mean? We need to have X amount of head coaches in this league. I don't know the number. Somebody, they can work all that out, I guess. I ain't smart enough for that, but it needs, something need to be different. Unless we're going to link up and get the black owners. Yo.
Oh, you know that's going to take forever. Hey, Philly Phil, got a question for you. That was STG that named about three or four other black candidates that
it's
are out
crazy,
there.
Crazy, man. It's crazy.
But let me ask you, though. Let's get to the Super Bowl, man. We need to know who these picks going to be, man, because I know you kind of, you know, kind of, I don't know if you're upset about what happened last week, but, you know, it wasn't no surprise. Go on, give us your pickles, man. Who you got?
Yeah, I like that little shot below the belt real quick, though, before you squeeze the question in. Yeah, I like it. It's all good. It's all good. I still ain't over the 3rd and 14. Bum ass Chad Henne, but anyway, yeah. So I'm gonna take. Look, I really think Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes kind of two sides of the same coin. I really do. Like they play, they kind of the same kind of player. Sounds crazy, but Josh Allen make throws that I think only them two can make. And A-Rod, of course, and he got a better defense than Patrick Mahomes has. Straight up. I think Buffalo going there to knock them off. I don't think Mahomes right. He got concussed last week, and y'all remember, he was limping around the whole damn building. Like, something was wrong with dude. He was righteously hurt last week, for real. So, I don't see.
I think Buffalo
going in there knocking them off. I really do. But if the NFL want Mahomes in there, he'll be there. But I think
half of Danny,
Buffalo. I think Buffalo going in to knock them off. Now, the big one of the week, this Tampa Bay, Green Bay. To this day, I still never seen anybody throw a football like Aaron Rodgers. It don't even look real the way he throw a football. It really don't. With that being said, I think Tampa Bay is a horrible matchup for them, man. All over the field.
Uh-oh.
Tampa gonna beat Green Bay. Now people think they're down there. Yeah, they're going to beat them. They're gonna beat Green Bay. And guess what? It might get ugly Sunday. Yeah, it might get ugly Sunday. I ain't talking about just winning. They might blow them. I'm talking about. For me, in the NFL, you lose by 10 or more, you got blue. They might lose by 10 or more, man. It's a bad matchup for Green Bay, man, to me. They going to lose Sunday. Tampa going to knock them, man. It's a bad matchup for them.
Boo, you can't hear how you talk about your boy, AR-12?
I can't. A-Rod, I just think this matchup bad for them. Because you know what? They not going to be able to run the ball on Tampa at all. That Aaron Jones, they good. Look, they ain't going to be able to run on Tampa, though. It's a bad matchup for the Packers. They go down Sunday. So that's my prediction. unless the NFL want Brady Mahomes and then throw my predictions out the window because they'll find some shit to make it happen. But my prediction is Buffalo, Tampa Bay.
Hey, the yellow flags will start coming out for that winter now. You know, the yellow flags will start passing the fair. Defense.
Yeah, so, you know, the NFL want to see it, you know. It'll happen. We all know that.
Street.
So, that's my prediction for the week. Y'all fellas, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Let's get ready for this football tomorrow. One.
Man, we appreciate your take, Philly Phil. Tell a friend. Just tell a friend.
Ooh.
Oh.
What's the question of
the day? Yeah. Are the Nets – after two games against the Cavs, are the Nets concerned? Should they be concerned?
Hey, Boogie, Zero, everybody, STG, it's only one ball, man. I don't give a damn how good these guys score. It's only one ball. It ain't three. And you better watch the young beat Cavs. Beat without Kevin Love. They might need to trade Love. Straight up. They might need to trade Love. They beat, man. Hey, when Darius Garland get back, it's going to be lit. First time I got to see him, you know, I'm on the road, so this is the first time I got a chance to see him. They beat, man. They loaded.
Who's that? Garland back. He played last night.
Isaac Okoro. They got a good young squad, man. Oh, I got one more thing before I go. Boo Meeks, I got a sleeper out the West for you. Sleeper. Phoenix make noise come April.
Ooh.
Hey, they got a hell of a starting five. If they get a little fire off the bench, they bench suspect. But they starting five, they can go to war with anybody in the league. Straight up.
Talk to them.
Man.
I can't even get
this the streets, man. We appreciate you, Philly Field, man. That was a great take. And as always, when you're on that road, I hope you told the Border Patrol, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
One,
y'all
be easy, man. Good looking.
Stay on for that big dumb petty day, Phil.
Stay on. We got a real good one. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Our second caller, his guys, when the Saints go marching in, yeah, they went right in the locker room and started getting plans together for their vacation. You know what I mean? And he's a Browns fan. He had a bad weekend last weekend. But, man, we got to get him in, and we don't call him D-Mac for a reason. D-Mac, you in the building, baby.
What's good, Dream Team? How y'all doing on this Saturday, man?
D-Mac.
Yeah, I had a bad week last week. You know what I'm saying? It was all bad. But guess what? The Green Bay Packers, your team, Boo Meeks, did not let me down. So I'm rolling with them dudes all the way to the Super Bowl, man, because they the only ones who didn't let me down. So I'm going with them to win it all, man. You know what I'm saying? And just to hit on the black coach thing real quick, all y'all saying all the right things, man, from Mike Tomlin being in the right situation to we need black owners. You know what I'm saying? And one thing my input is a lot of these billionaires that own these teams and stuff, we know where them people come from, you know, the oil fields and all that stuff and got all that money. So until they kids or whatever get in those positions that they in, because the world is changing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I think that's when we'll start getting them black coaches in. But I also agree with what Boo Meek said. Some of these black coaches are getting put in the wrong situations. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they want to take these head coaching jobs just to build their resume up and get this money. But, man, sit back. Wait your time. And as we all know, too, I don't care if you're black, white, brown, or whatever it is, everybody not a head coach. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Lewis proved that when he came to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? You got some coaches, white or black, or whatever the situation is, they made to be linebacker coaches, tight end coaches, and all that type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But like with Kansas City, Eric Bieniemy, he needed to just sit back, wait until Andy Reid leave, and take that slot. I definitely agree with that. And a lot of our guys and them need to stop just taking these head coaches' jobs, because there's no win situation. I don't even care if you white. You know what I'm saying? They taking these roles, and know damn well you don't have a good squad. Your team's going to suck. You know what I'm saying? But as the last caller said, I definitely agree. We need to get our millionaire guys and them and get together and get people and start buying these NFL teams. And it's probably going to be a while before that happens. But until those kids get in there, it's probably going to be like this for a while.
Man, great take. What you think about the street question of the day? Is the Nets in trouble, or should they be concerned with their current?
Man, we all knew this going in, man. Defense win games, man. They don't have no defense, man. The Cavs clapped their asses twice this week, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no defense, man. And in order to win games football, basketball, any sport, man, you got to have defense, man. We was wrong, a lot of us. Kyrie came in and he been balling the last several games, you know what I'm saying? Putting up 30-plus points, you know what I'm saying? But, it's one ball. It's three of these guys. So somebody always going to take the back seat when it comes to scoring. That's if it's KD or Harden or Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? But in order for these guys to win games, they got to play defense. So until they play defense, you know, they're going to be who we thought they was, an offensive team.
Hey, D-Mac, did I see the Cavs put up 147 the other night?
Yes, we did, man. That boy Saxton was on fire, man. He was giving it to them boys, man. And them guys that we got, man, Allen and I think the other one named Price or something like that, man, these dudes playing, man. The Cavs got a nice team, man. We can get in that eight spot, man, and make a little noise, man, if these guys just stay healthy, young, and keep selling. And we don't need K-Love. K-Love can go on about his business, man. He can go.
That boy's so rude.
Hey, Tudo, let me get my one pick out, though. Hey, man, I'm rolling with the Bills, man. I'm going with the Bills. I am. I'm telling you, man. I was sleeping on them dudes, man. But, you know, I think the Bills might make some noise, man. Them dudes is playing defense. They playing offense, man. Hey, I think they can take it. I think it'll be a close game, man. But I think it's their time to go to the Super Bowl as well, you know, make some noise. Yeah. Buffalo, to me, I've been down there before. Buffalo is like baby Cleveland to me, man. It reminds me of Cleveland.
Hey, my man, listen, I'm going to be my boy Ice because my boy Ice, he, in case of emergency, he ain't up here right now. So I'm going to play his role right now, and I'm going to tell you, stop it.
Stop it.
Apple Philly and the Kansas City Chiefs will win. You know, stop it.
Okay, we'll see come Wednesday. I'll be back on Wednesday to see, but I think Buffalo got their number, man. But the greatest ones is always time for them to, get set out the pasture, and Aaron Rodgers is going to do the same thing Tom Brady did to Drew Brees. It's Aaron Rodgers' time, y'all. It's his time to get up there and Mount Rushmore, man, and he gonna do it this year. I feel they got the best team out there now out of the four teams that's left. So that's my take, man. Y'all have a good weekend, fellas, man. I love y'all, man. I'll see y'all Wednesday, man. I'll still be listening.
Love,
in.
D-Mac. We gonna be wild out.
No doubt. One.
Tell us, man. Don't forget, Mac. And I know how you get down in the street. So as always, tell a friend to tell a friend. And I know you, the Mac, tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I got you, Boogie.
Hey, man, our next caller, he's from the land, but he resides in the Midwest up there in Indianapolis. He a bomber. Hey, he where OG the Buck went, man. He a bomber. My man, CC, you in the building, baby.
What up, fellas?
Good morning,
good
man.
What's happening? Oh, man. I'm ready to get this show rolling, man. Let's start by saying I'm going to act like an old boy that's on the show where he said when we're talking about the NFL coaching, are you surprised? Think of it this way. The NFL is corporate America. That's what y'all forgetting. And what in corporate America, how do you get a job? It's about who you know. A lot of that is who you know. So with that being said, you know, I hear these guys saying that these black coaches, they set up for failure. They not set up for win. They not set up for winning anything. But at the end of the day, don't take those jobs. Don't take – if matter of fact, I'm going to put it to you in perspective. Take that job if you out there about the money, because the money is good. But if you out there trying to win and trying to be like Mike Tomlin, you have to find the right situation. You can't just let them throw you in there somewhere, and you see, number one, you ain't going to have no control of the players that's coming in. You can tell you ain't going to have – I mean, if the owner got your back, if the GM got your back, I mean, no, don't put yourself in that situation. So I'm done with that topic. My next topic is I'm looking at these picks. I've been saying for the longest, I'm taking Tampa Bay against Buffalo in the Super Bowl. And with that being said, y'all laughing. But at the end of the day, Buffalo beats a healthy Patrick Mahomes in this playoffs. I don't care what nobody's saying, because I'm going to tell you like this. Josh Allen, man, y'all don't get to see them games. A lot of people don't get to see them games, but he, y'all got to remember, he's just as good as Patrick Mahomes without Patrick Mahomes' weapons. Now all of a sudden he's got Stephon Diggs, what's the other boy named John Brown?
Little John Brown.
Like that.
Yeah,
John Brown's back now.
Cole Beasley. Yeah.
Remember though, I mean, now all of a sudden you get Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley is like a an all star out there because of Josh Allen. So again, to me, they beat a healthy Patrick Mahomes this year because of their defense. And watch what I tell you. They're going to run the crap out of the ball just like the Browns should have last week. I'm done with them. Tampa Bay is going in the frozen tundra. I mean, the Lambeau Field. They're going in there, and they whooping their ass. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, the best pickup in the world was when they picked up Leonard Fournette and Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown out. He ain't going to play this weekend. However, Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones, they're going to run it down their throat. Watch what I tell you. They're going to run it. And y'all remember when Peyton Manning was great. Remember when he won that Super Bowl in Denver and he wasn't really shit? Defense carried him. He looked like Trent Dilfer out there winning the Super Bowl. So Tom Brady's going to probably throw the ball 25 times. And they're going to run it the rest of the time, and they're going to win the ball game. I'm not taking nothing away from Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely nothing. Aaron Rodgers is great. But at the end of the day, my pick is them. New Jersey Nets. Yes, I would be worried. At the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have been worried. But they gave up too much. It's one thing to give up picks. I'm fine with them giving up picks. But when you give up players, and your bench, you lose your depth on your bench, you should be concerned. They should be concerned. Yes, they got Kyrie, KD, and Harden, but what you got coming off the bench? You don't have Jared Allen no more. You ain't got Caris LeVert. You ain't got Dinwiddie. You ain't got nothing coming off the bench. Matter of fact, I came off the bench last night. That's how bad it was.
You got your ice out pack on your back.
man. So with that being said, yes, I would be concerned, man. And I'm done with that. But I appreciate y'all letting me in on the show today and give my two cents.
Let me ask you one more question. Did LeBron James impress you the other night against the Greek Freak?
No. Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing about LeBron. As long as he's been in the league, dude, I mean, I got to ride with the dude no matter what. But at the end of the day, he's just never – I mean, I don't see that killer in him, man. And now he's just, like, passive, man. He'll have some great games. I mean, he's going to continue to have great games. But, I mean, it's just – his stats make him the GOAT to me, just his stats. But when it comes to the actual play out there, no, that don't make him the GOAT to me. His stats just make him the GOAT to me.
Great take.
Streets!
CC. And I know OG, the Buck, is ecstatic because you right from Warriors 7. And as always, I tell you, man, tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Tell Theo
remember the deal.
Remember
my picks.
You got to call in Wednesday, man.
I am.
Stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming up. Man, all-time caller, all-time listener. Our man's in there. Man. Cove, killer Cove. What the deal, baby?
Man.
What
the deal, baby? What's good, family?
What's up, Wade?
I ain't heard my voice in a minute. I had to get on here and holler at y'all, man.
You shaking the balls hard this morning. What's going on, man? Talk to you boys. What's happening?
Man, you know how I do, man. I was gonna get on something else, but then the last guy was talking about LeBron. Let me start there real quick then. LeBron James, y'all know this though. LeBron James in his 17th year. If he always do that in the regular season, we know we're gonna expect from LeBron James. He's not gonna turn it on until the playoffs. He do that every time, and I can't say it's a knock on him, but that's the difference between a guy like Jordan and Kobe. They kill us every time they get on the court. LeBron more of a thinker, so I feel like he definitely don't got his foot on the gas. What was that?
I was saying he holding on for Bronny.
Right. I'm going to jump to the Super Bowl pick. That's the easy one in the AFC to me, you know what I'm saying? I think it'll still be a good game. The Bills, they have a good season. They got a good quarterback, got a good offense, but, I mean, it's hard to stop KC, you know what I'm saying? And Mahomes will be playing, so, I mean, it's just they got a lot of weapons. It's hard to stop tight ends, receivers, I mean, the running game. It's Mahomes, you feel me? And I like AR-12, but I'd rather go to the fight with AR-15. on the other side with Tampa and Green Bay, man, and Rodgers, man, like you said, one of the most talented quarterbacks ever. That's hands down. Just the way he move in the pocket, the way he find receivers, I've seen him do it. But at the same time, like my guy was just saying, when Tom Brady get out there, he's more of a conservative. He's not going to turn the ball over. They're gonna pound you. They're gonna run the ball, and he's gonna get first downs. He may not get no big plays down the field, but they're gonna keep that ball. They're gonna time possession, and they're gonna put points there, whether it be field goals. But they got a good defense. They're gonna rely on their defense and that run game. That's how I feel. And with the Nets, do I think they should be concerned? That's a tough one, man, because when you got three players like that, I ain't going to say you should be concerned, but they already know where they lack in that, and that's where you got to, you know what I'm saying, on the defensive side, you got to pick up. We know y'all can score, but y'all can't stop nobody. When you get in the playoffs, man, you got to be able to stop somebody. And in the paint, I see they can't stop anybody in the paint, so I can imagine what a Joel Embiid would do against – I hope they didn't got KD down there trying to check in my guy DeAndre Jordan, he ain't old, but he's older. He can't go 50 minutes like them boys did the other day. He can't do that for a series. No, I don't believe that. So if they don't get nothing in the middle, it's they gonna be up out of there before they get to the finals. That's my take.
Cold, man. We always appreciate you calling, man. You got to stay on the line. To listen to the big dummy of the day. You got
for
to.
For sure.
Man, we got to go. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, world, we're going to give you our big dummy of the day. Oh, we got one more?
Daveezy. Let's get Daveezy in this baby.
My bad.
You know we take Skip, baby boy.
Appreciate the call, Cole. You already know.
JVs, are you in the building, baby?
Dream team. We in the
there he
is. Super Sunday.
Super Saturday, man. I know you feel good. You done heard everybody. I know,
man,
you
got something to say.
Everybody. It's a whole lot of topics that I'd like to touch on first, where we started at with the NFL. With the head coaching jobs, you know, the discrimination in the workforce, that's at the top, that's at the bottom. You get what I'm saying? So until we as a people own it, that's just going to be something that we up – that's what we up against. That's the fight that we up against. Them championship games, I remember a couple months ago, maybe it was around October, OG the Buck, I think it was you had asked me about Aaron Rodgers and what I thought he was going to do. He had a couple weapons go down with injury. And I had said, of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to do what he does. It's Aaron Rodgers, you know, discount double check. You know?
Well, it looks like he's doing his thing, so you was right.
Yeah, you know, he got about that regular season, and we in the championship now. Tom Brady, same ordeal. They had met the bump in the road, you asked me. I say Super Bowl Brady is a champion. If he been in the league, the only thing he know how to do is either win or he going to lose, come back, and win. So with that championship game, you know, that's going to be a tough. Shouts out L Boogie, our host, you cheesehead. Now, in Cleveland, Ohio, we got this place called Jack's Casino, and I like to play blackjack. You got to bet the insurance on your on your deal. Aaron Rodgers, I'm betting my insurance because you can't count out discount double check the AR-12. However, Super Bowl Brady, he's gonna get it done. My hand is Super Bowl Brady. However, you cannot count out Aaron Rodgers and those guys.
So who are you picking? Because I'm confused there.
He's picking both of them.
Yeah, like I'm betting on Super Bowl Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's who I expect to win this hard fought gridiron battle. However, in the back of my mind, when Aaron Rodgers makes a good throw, I am gonna be excited. You get what I'm saying?
Three.
Well, I can't wait to see who you about to pick in the AFC. If it was tough for you to pick in the NFC.
Oh no, this one's easy. I got the Bills. The reason I got the Bills, you know, shout out OG the Buck again. I know OG the Buck and I, we go way back when I was, you know, way back when I was still wet behind the ears, you know. Shout out OG the Buck.
That's you.
Because the Browns, we already won our Super Bowl. We beat the black and yellow guys in the playoffs. So when we had progressed, we had came across the Kansas City Chiefs, and even though it was a good game, you know, small, we shot ourselves in the foot, and we lost that battle. So I don't really want to see the Bills win. I just want to see Kansas City lose because, you know, it's a Cleveland thing. So I'm going for the Bills.
Streak.
Billies.
What do you think about the Nets? Are they in trouble?
The league is in trouble. The whole league. Hey, shouts out Colin Sexton. Shouts out the Cleveland Cavaliers. 2-on-6 all day, every single day. I remember earlier in the show, always referencing back, I say the Cavaliers, they got a very good squad. They might be able to clinch the AC in the East for the playoffs this year. Now it's still early. Yes, of course, consistency is key in everything you're doing. However, two times in a row, first we took you to overtime. We beat you on overtime. Colin Sexton, he say, splash with the touch. It was straight up, you know, he must have been at L Boogie's basketball camp. He was doing cone drills with Styles of God in them. Shots over top, and then come right back to you. We blow the top of your head out again. So we've kind of dominated the league in terms of scores. Like Kyrie Irving, good job. James Harden, yeah, okay. Kevin Durant, whoop de whoop. I spoke on it again. How y'all gonna trade y'all rim protection? Y'all go out to get exposed. None of you guys play defense. Y'all traded y'all rim protection. The Brooklyn Nets, y'all going down. Are they in trouble? L Boogie, absolutely. The Cavs, they are a threat.
As my man would say, man, the sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while.
Drink!
This one...
Hey, Hey, man. It's early. I'm not going to speculate on no team that doesn't have any guys that you would consider top 10 in the league before the first 30 games. Hey, my Knicks are in the seventh spot. Do I think that we're a good team? No. It's early. They got to get a control on COVID. Guys are missing games because of this and that and COVID. So, hey, I don't believe in anyone right now in the league besides the Lakers and the Clippers and Philly and Boston. Those are the guys that listen. Boston got blew out by 40 by the Knicks. And do I think that the Celtics are in trouble? No. They only played 15 games, and we're talking about the Cavs are going are going to surprise somebody in the playoffs or make it. Talk to me in March when they played about 40 games, and you said it, consistency is key, so we'll see if they can be able to compete and win games. We'll see. It's going to be real interesting. And as always, Dave Easy, we appreciate your call. Great take. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Stay on the line. We have the big dummy of the day. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Come to you every Saturday, 10 a.m., Wednesday, 7 p.m. Podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sport, search box.
Oh, yeah.
The Streets is Talking. Streets!
I see a pimp, see bitch. So what the fuck is up? Putting powder on the street cause I got big fucking nuts. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood lad. I deserve them niggas some shit to put the beans on their back. Got the pounds on for four cause you know I just pay two. Nigga bought 30 from it so I'm running 42. He gon' pop for 700 times 62. 24-8 is what I get, so nigga, fuck what you do. If I told you cocaine numbers, you would think I was lying. Young ass niggas 22 was talking about they was trying. In the game, ain't a thing, coming foreign with Ben. Rick at home, two apartments where I entertain friends. More bounce to the ounce, cause the boom the shit. I done got me 50 ounces out of burden this bitch. Tighten up, no slack, bitches checking my side. Got some birds, I said a nigga, some I go rock a rock. Just got back from California, kicked it with be legit. Put me down with purple chronic in that hurricane shit. And the studio with Tone, man, I wish I could say. I got the hot ass masterpiece, cause we got money to make. It went players from the South Stack, geez, man. Like ball, I got a stack, big cheese, man. Bitch, say you wanna show you got 9 grand. I ain't rapping shit and got my money in my hand. South Texas, motherfucker, that's where I stay. Getting money from your bitches every goddamn day. Big paper, I'm folding. Hoes is on my motherfucking dock for all the dick that I be holding. I hate grown men, show it. Especially the fools that take a silent and got my niggas don't know it. Kick it with the tree of niggas, so you best not trill. If you keep on popping shit, my niggas, it be clear.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We in the building, baby. Hell Boogie T Roll, stop the guy, ICE, OG the Buck. We've been talking about the black owners. We need you. We need black owners so we can put black coaches in better positions. In the NFL, your Super Bowl pick, murder. Woo, we got a lot to talk about on Wednesday. The Nets in trouble, and man, were you impressed by LeBron James' performance against the Greek Freak in his 17th season? Street, it's that time of the show. The big dummy of the day. Style to God. Who the big dummy of the day for the streets, man? Man. So we got my boys out on the East Coast, man. They lit, man. They lit. They the littest team in the video game. You can turn fatigue off. You turn fatigue off, you got a problem. You put the fatigue off, you got a problem. But if you leave the fatigue on, in the video game, I could beat you. And let me tell you why I could beat you if you leave the fatigue on and you play the real way and you let people get tired and you let people get fouled. You know, let me tell you, you got guys like Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, Luwalu, Tabarot, Shamit, Perry, Chioza, Tyler Johnson on the bench. You got those guys on your bench. So whenever you put any one of those guys in the game, I have the advantage because none of those guys, all those guys, Brown, Green, Tabarot, Shamit, Perry, Chioza, Johnson, all those guys in the game, you know what they rating is? Under 70. They are 70 and under. They're not even a C-level player. You know, none of those guys are C-level players. So if you're playing with Kevin Durant, Harris, DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and you put somebody else in there, right, James Harden, and you got a chance if you turn the fatigue off because those guys are very, very good. But let me tell you what. If I dump it down to my center and keep dumping it to my center and get DeAndre Jordan in foul trouble, you're in trouble, buddy. You have nothing. Jared Allen just played you, and he was making you eat it. He was dunking all over you, offensive rebounding. You just traded me away? Afro old guy hooking out there on the boys last night in Cleveland, said DeAndre Jordan, UConn. Yeah, I just stood out there hanging on the rim like a monkey on the board. They couldn't do nothing. Irving, James Harden, you guys can score, play many minutes as you want. But when it comes down to it, man, you need digs, man. Now we got these guys talking about Joakim Noah. Woo! 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 Joakim Noah, he's gonna give you 2-3 minutes at best. He's been out the league playing pickup and pro-am. He ain't ready enough. We need to get a big Brooklyn done traded away everything. They done gave up everything for this guy with a beard, and it's gonna cost him, man, because when it's time to play Milwaukee in the playoffs and Giannis is down there in that paint, then DeAndre Jordan can't do nothing with no Giannis. Brooklyn Nets, Joel Embiid. Man, listen, you got a problem down there in that paint, Brooklyn. You are the dummy of the day, trading away your whole bench. Brooklyn Nets, dummy of the day.
You big dummy, cold-blooded. Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Oh, my. Why? Why, Brooklyn?
Hey, OG the Buck, guess who was tuned in today?
Who?
Big Mank, Manny Golden.
Oh, Manny was on.
Manny was on today.
Uncle Bank.
Uncle Buck,
you get New Jersey, we playing with the fatigue off. If you get New Jersey, Uncle Buck, we got to put the fatigue on.
Look, they done traded everything. We done turned them back into the New Jersey Nets, not Brooklyn.
Get them back up.
T-Rizzy, it's that time, man. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know I do, man. Once again, man, RIP to my man, Mr. Henry Hank Aaron, a philanthropist,
a man that did it his way in a time, man, that was the hardest time ever to have something to be done like that, to break a wreck that was not ever meant to be broken by a black man. Come on, man. And for everything else that man has stood for, the roles that he done paved, man, to you, RIP, Mr. Henry Hank Aaron. I want to give a special shout out to my boy Blue. His mom passed away, and the funeral was last week. My dude been going through a couple of things, you know, keeping the family together. But shout out to the Gasaway family, man. And shout out to that boy, Trent Jr. and them Santa Clara Broncos, man. They play today at 5 o'clock. You got Comcast, ESPN Plus, man. Check out Santa Clara. We're playing Loyola Marymount tonight. You know what I'm saying? So 7 o'clock, you guys, time. 5 o'clock on that West Coast. And shout out to the Dream Team, man. Love to everybody, man. OG the Buck. That boy there, STG, the young one with all the stats. He did. ICE, my boy Boo. Y'all know how we get down, man. I got to get in the back seat, start doing what we do. Oh, yeah, I got some of that chocolate. Boy, we about to have fun this weekend. Come on, man. Let's do it, man. Y'all know how we get down, man. Love. All the callers in the asylum, you know how we get down, man. It ain't nothing but love. We'll see y'all on Wild Out Wednesday. Don't be shaking the bar so hard. We ain't got that much WG for. So hold up. We'll get to him. You know what I'm saying? To the fam, man. Everybody, be safe. Love y'all.
Street. STG, you got any shouts before we get out of here?
Yeah, I got a shout out, man. Let me give one shout out to my man, Chris Capella, man. He got an old triple double last night, man. Hey, JC, he got an old triple double. He had 13 points, 19 rebounds, 10 blocks. He had 10 blocks last night. Old triple double. Shout out, Chris Capella, man, for putting in that work. I also want to give a shout out to Dwayne Haskins, man, for getting a second chance. He's one of the Hall of Fame legendary black coaches, man. Hopefully he'll show this young fella how to be professional, how to hold himself, how to be a winner, how to read defenses, okay, so he can become something, man, and give back to the community that he was raised in, man, and keep making that bag. So shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers and Dwayne Haskins, man, for getting such an opportunity right there. I want to give another shout out to Jennifer King for becoming the first black woman as a full-time NFL coach. Shout out Jennifer King. And I want to give a major shout out to the coaches, man, the minority coaches. We are the greatest. We is the illest. They want our DNA tip. They want to know how we function, how we doing everything underneath these guns. So stay positive about life and know you can do anything. Yeah.
Street. OG the Buck. Any shout outs before we get out of here?
I want to shout out Hank Aaron, man. My colleague T. Rose said it the best, man. Let's shout out Hank, man. Legendary. Barrier breaker, man. You know what I mean? But may he rest in peace. I got another legend I want to shout out. Cleveland Zone. To Joe
Wise. You already know.
Mr. Joe Wise Senior, man. I went to his funeral yesterday. It ain't enough time in the post music for me to give you his itinerary, to give you his numbers, man. I wanna shout you out, man, from the bottom of my heart, man. Rest in peace, Mr. Joe Wise Senior. Hey man, I wanna shout out to the callers, man. We had a full queue today. You see, we was rocking. We had over about 5-6 calls, and everybody couldn't even get in. My man, Philly Phil from Alabama, out there riding at 18-wheeler, man. Appreciate the call. My man, D-Mizzy, D-Mac, great call today, man. We appreciate it. Sid, East High's finest. Appreciate the call, bro. Young Cove, I see you out there. Most definitely. Salute you, bro. Thank you. Nephew, Dave Beasy. Appreciate the call, young man. Keep that knowledge. Everybody didn't get in. P Funk, Benny Bonanno from the Bronx, man, and Toast Foundation, man. Thanks for your and all the kites you sent today, all the essential workers that are keeping us safe. I want to shout out the Dream Team, SGG, ICE, T-Roll, my man Boogie. And I'd always stay around this time, do one thing for y'all. Picture me rolling.
Oh, boom. Don't take us up out of here. What you got? Wow.
Man, shout out to Mr. Wise, a man who gave me an opportunity to do what I do. You know what I mean? So I had to put him in the same sentence with Hank Aaron. Man, what a privilege and an honor to know that icon of Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. Joe Wise Sr. Shout out to all the callers, all the listeners all over the world listening to us. You know what I mean? We appreciate your support. Without you, there is no The Streets Is Talking. Go back and listen to yourself. BlogTalkRadio.com, category sports. Search box The Streets Is Talking. Saturday, 10 a.m. Next week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Keep inspiring this world. And as always, tell a friend. Just tell a friend.
Picture me rolling.
A whole lot of girlfriends.
Street! Street! Dream team. Yeah, let's get it, baby.